Hey everyone, I'm here with sisters.
Hello.
Hello, sisters.
So, hopefully those of you listening will be edified as we go through some scriptures. We're going to go around in a circle, share some scriptures that we brought, maybe have some comments on them, or maybe let the scriptures speak for themselves. But hopefully this will be edifying to you, and may the Lord be glorified in it.
Amen.
Amen, yes.
So, Sister Kyle, would you like to start?
Yes, sure. So, first scripture I have is James 3:17 to 18. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. I just love pondering that because it shows us what the wisdom from God looks like in our lives, and it'll be shown in fruit. Like, there's so many things there you could spend a lot of time studying on, like pure, and then, you could look at other scriptures on pure, and then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So, and then in the context of that, they was talking about the bad fruits and bad wisdom. So it's a great contrast in how good God is.
Right.
We're blessed in either way. And as we know in that same book, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. So, and obviously that goes along with the fruits of the Spirit too. So,
Right.
yeah.
Yeah, I
So
like
I
that.
think that's,
I was just going to add
yeah.
in there, I like how you said, with all those characteristics added in there, you could go in there and do a study on each one of them. You could spend the whole entire day, and it's like a web. It's all interconnected. I love that. And it just grows richer and richer, doesn't it?
Amen. So deep. Digging for treasures.
Right, exactly. That's what it is.
Yes. Okay, so I'll read my next scripture then. 1 Corinthians 7:22 to 23. But he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's freeman. Likewise also he that is called being free is Christ's servant. Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. I was thinking about that. Because wherever we're called, we are free in the Lord, because as we know, John 8:31 to 32, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Yeah, so even if we know our life is meant to be all about serving others, and even if we had a job or are more involved in direct serving, we're still free in the Lord, and obviously we don't sin in that serving. But and then if we're free, we're Christ's servants, so we're serving him, and we should be serving him. He's our master, so I just love it.
Right. Yeah, I like that too, because we're doing all things unto the Lord first, not as man pleasers. And then people that we are, when we're obedient to the Lord, the people around us, they get to reap some of the benefits of our obedience that we do unto the Lord, and doing all things in thankfulness and gratefulness and shining our light to them.
Yeah.
Everybody gets to benefit from that. Hopefully that would be to maybe some conviction of some people. And yeah, being free as a servant, what makes me think of one of a big trial, I was going to say one of the biggest, but I don't know if that's true. A big trial in a godly woman's life could be being married to an unbeliever and being a servant there. That would really be a hard one to do. Obviously, we're to focus on the Lord, and that it could be hard to do, but it could also grow her so strong in
Yes.
what she's doing. And it can be a comfort to remind yourself in a situation that may be like really, really uncomfortable, whether you have a job that you can't get out of for a time and a season, but you got to keep enduring through it, married to an unbeliever, or whatever the situation might be that is could cause you to struggle. It could make you dig deep, and in your weakness, he is strong. But there's a comfort there knowing that you're free in Christ. You might be a slave, a so-called slave or whatever you want to call that, in the particular situation in your life that you're in right then, but you can draw great comfort knowing that you're free in Christ. I love that. That's good for sharing. Thank you.
Amen. Even if we got put in prison too.
That one too. That's a big one. Yeah.
That reminded me of another scripture. What we were talking about, Colossians 3:23-24. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Yeah, do it heartily as to the Lord.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, amen. I like that too.
Yes. Okay, I've got Matthew 13:44-46 next. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man, seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had, and bought it. I've probably shared that before, but it's awesome.
It is. I love that. Yeah.
I like thinking about how they were like looking for something. You know, we have to seek diligently for the truth. And like when we have found it, we know there's nothing that compares to it. And we want to lose our life for it and keep striving on in this because it's so worth it and he's so worthy. And
amen.
We realize how great the treasure is and there's nothing on earth. On earth that we desire beside him, as that psalm says. So, yeah,
it is a great treasure.
It is. Isn't there a scripture in Proverbs that says, buy the truth and sell it not?
Yeah, Brother Two Post uses that one a lot. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
it is a precious, precious pearl, and we're blessed to be able to share that too.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Don't want to keep it to ourselves, but be cheerful givers.
Amen.
The gospel, you know, it's worth more than all the world's riches combined, and that you shouldn't even compare it to them, but still, you know, people treat it like trash. And
they do.
But we don't.
It changes lives. The foolishness of the preaching of the cross, yeah, it changes lives from death to life. But only for those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, who are seeking, like you said, seeking for the truth. We'll find it if we're looking for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are the main scriptures I had, but I also had this other one I'll just throw in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's Romans 1. I know we talk about it a lot, but I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Yeah, I just love keeping in memory that we are a living sacrifice. And it goes along with serving. We're not our own. We're bought with a price and taking up our stake daily, killing the flesh. It's all our reason. So that's what I have, sister.
Oh, I was just going to add Romans 8, can't please God in the flesh, because you were talking about killing the flesh. So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I like what you shared.
Amen. So do I.
So I'm going to go through and, I just looked up some scripture verses on trust. And then, I don't know, I got a handful of them. And then I just picked out a couple words from the verses in there and thought I would read I think it's Hebrews. I think they're all in the Old Testament. The Hebrew word for it. Just give us a little bit of a deeper meaning. So, we'll start with 2 Samuel 22:31-33. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. And the word perfect means complete or whole. And the word buckler means shield or protector. And I don't know, I really love looking into the deeper words of it because it gives you a well-rounded meaning of it. And I don't know, that's just one of the many attributes that God has. And there's a whole lot packed right in that one passage right there. Psalm 4:5. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. And righteousness means right or just. So what we're to do in there is offer what is right and just to the Lord, which is what I think us sisters are doing every day, don't you think?
Yeah, we should be. We want to be.
Right. So we try. I'm sorry, sister.
Striving,
yeah, exactly. Psalm 9:10. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. And forsaken means to leave, loose, or depart from him. Or from. In this case, it would be from him. And we can trust him because he's not going to forsake us if we keep seeking him, just like you were talking about the treasure in the field. If we keep seeking.
I mean, he's trustworthy.
Yeah, he is. And we can count on that, like a rock and a buckler, like we just read. Psalm 13:5. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I love that. And so mercy is goodness, kindness, faithfulness. And then rejoice means, I thought this was interesting, rejoice, spin around.
Wow.
Yeah, exalt and be glad. So you think about spinning around and rejoicing, it kind of fits, doesn't it?
Yeah, like a child would.
Yeah, it's like that kind of shows a picture. Pretty awesome. I like that.
Yeah. Reminds me of that scripture about the one in the New Testament about when you're persecuted, rejoice and leap for joy or something like that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So our human minds, we get some of these pictures in there and it's like, yeah, it's pretty awesome. I love it. It makes you want to spin around just rejoicing now, right?
Even if it's just in our hearts.
In our hearts, right, exactly. That's about what it does. Psalm 18, 1 and 2. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. There's a whole lot in there. So strength means help, and deliverer is escape or carry away, and salvation is liberty, deliverance, safety, and rescue. So there's like a whole lot in here, from strength, rock, fortress, deliverer, buckler, horn, salvation, high tower. I mean, I love how the Word of God just puts so much, just like what you were reading too, so much just packed in to one passage. Yeah. Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And remember means to mark or recall. And so we just remember in him when we're going through like a trying time, we can remember him, we can mark him, we can recall him, and we know that it encompasses everything more than that. But when we put to remembrance, like, I guess what I'm saying is if we get focused on something and our mind gets stayed on the things of the world, and we got to try to pull ourselves off of that to be walking back in the spirit again, because there's a lot of things we have to do in the flesh in this earth. We put to remembrance who and why and what we're doing it all for, and it helps get us to trust in him and put us on the right path again, I guess is what I was saying. Go ahead.
Makes sense, I said.
Yeah, okay. Psalm 25:20. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. And keep, I like this, means hedge about or guard. So to keep our soul, it's like putting a hedge around it and guarding it. And then this is what we don't want to do. We're not going to be ashamed, which is, it said the word pale. I thought that was pretty good. Ashamed is like when you pale, you know, when people's face turn white.
Yeah.
And then be disappointed or feel shame. Yeah, we don't want to feel that in our Lord. Isaiah 26, I got two more. Isaiah 26:4. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. I love this. Jehovah means self-existent and eternal. I love that self-existent. That says so much, doesn't it?
Yes.
And then everlasting, this is, I got quite a bit on this one. I thought it was kind of interesting. It says, properly concealed, that is the vanishing point, generally time out of mind, past or future. That's interesting, time out of mind. Long duration, antiquity, forever, evermore, and perpetual. So it gives you a really good idea who he is, always was, is, and will be. Time out of mind. Yeah, we can't, can we?
No. Try to, but...
Yeah, we can. We can ponder on that. Proverbs 30, verse 5. This would be my last one. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. And pure means refine, purge, smelt, or test. And that does that to us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The word does that to us. And then shield is hide, protector, or buckler. We heard that word before.
Well,
so...
I was just going to add walking after Jesus and following after him in his footsteps also refines and tests us.
Yes, it does. Definitely. So that's what I had.
So I guess...
No, there's probably... Yeah, I know, there's probably a ton on trust. But
I had to force myself to stop.
I know, you have to do that. But yeah, that's awesome. The scripture's about showing how strong he is and mm-hmm. how worthy he is of our trust.
Right, amen.
Goes along with my faith as well. Sort of. I know.
Oh, okay. It does, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'll go next. I just said, I looked up the concept... or the phrase, preach the gospel, and I was just edified by what I came out, and I just picked three. It was hard, but I did.
I'm sure it was hard too, yeah.
It's been in my mind lately, because we're going forth and preaching the gospel. Then Mark, the first verse is Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's a command. And very clear. And then it's Luke 4:18 is my next verse. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. And I just thought of this, like, we get to do the same thing. Well, we get to preach Christ and preach that hope to people. And it's
amen.
Amazing.
Yeah.
To heal the brokenhearted, preach the gospel to the poor, preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. It's awesome.
What God can amen.
What God can use us for if we're willing.
Right.
And then the last verse is Revelation 14:6-7. Well, those are two verses. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And I was just thinking, we get to do a joyous thing in preaching the gospel and lift up Christ crucified, and hopefully that will, well, it'll draw the sheep to him. And then it's also a very serious thing that we get to do, because if we don't preach to their salvation, we're preaching to their condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
And either way, we have to be okay with that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just pondering all that.
Yeah, I'm going to go look up a scripture verse, because you said, yeah, I like what you shared there. Yeah, the second one you were reading, I was like, hey, I want to get out on the streets.
Yeah.
Well, all of them, really, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, so...
I had 130 votes for preach.
I'm sorry, I started talking. I didn't hear what you said.
Uh-oh. There's 134 results for preach, so.
Oh, yeah. Right. Exactly. That's yeah. That's a lot of commands to go preach. I was just going to read Isaiah 55:11. So when we go preach his word, this says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. This is, it would be like us also. We're preaching the word of God, which came out of the scriptures. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So I wanted to go back to what you were saying, you know, condemnation or salvation?
Yes.
Or conviction?
Or
which one did you say?
I was saying we're preaching to their salvation or to their condemnation.
Exactly. Yeah, I wanted to use your words too, because sometimes Brother Tupos and I say conviction or condemnation. But yeah, same thing, you know, the conviction would bring you to salvation if you were to repent.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But so I was just thinking about that. The word of God, when spoken rightly, is going to do what the Lord wants it to do. And we can trust in that.
I was also thinking, you know, we're not our own. And like, we can probably really wish and hope that maybe our family would come to faith and then maybe hang around and not go and preach it to others, which would be practicing partiality and sin. But I guess I'm saying we have to be okay with the word of God doing what it does, like you said, and just go, because we're not our own. We're bought with a great price, and our others are out there that would probably hear and obey and follow.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
It is a big responsibility. One that we should be thankful to be able to do.
Amen.
Yes.
It's an honor.
It is. It's the foundation of what we were built on, our new creation that we are in Christ.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Unless anybody has anything else to share?
Not at this stage, but it was very edifying.
Yeah.
I was just looking through more scriptures, but there's so many that it's hard to pick anymore.
Right. Well, you know
there's
what?
So many different stuff.
Yeah, I was just going to say there'll be plenty for the next time.
Oh, of course, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, well.
God willing, we'll come back again sometime.
Right. Hey, you just said it. I was going to say, Lord willing, maybe we'll be back to do this again. If he gives us another day, that will be the plan, right, sisters?
Yes, amen.
Yeah. If the Lord wills, we shall.
Amen. Love you all.
All right.